Since taking office 3 months ago, Japan's new government has set ambitious goals to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. In September, Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama vowed to reduce emissions by 25% in the next decade, compared with levels from 1990, a goal that would only be carried out if major greenhouse gas emitters like China set similar targets. In an address to foreign journalists, Japan's environment minister called on the rest of the world to aim for similar goals.
世界各国は先ほど申し上げましたように
Sakihito Ozawa says with more and more countries announcing emission reduction targets, there is a lot of momentum to tackle climate change. The United Nations summit is attempting to get world leaders to reach a political agreement that addresses specific programs and funding mechanisms to help countries reach their emission targets. Sakihito says he is optimistic that goal will be reached, but that he does not expect countries to sign a legally binding agreement. Mr. Hatoyama's government has not laid out specifics on its plan to reduce the country's emissions in the next decade. Last month, Sakihito proposed a green tax on fossil fuels as one option. The administration's ambitious goals have raised concerns among businesses and homeowners who worry about the cost to comply with the government's new environmentally friendly standards.
この 25% 削減は
Ozawa says that 25% cut will not be achieved through burdens placed on businesses and citizens. He predicts the Japanese can maintain a comfortable and safe lifestyle while reaching the greenhouse gas target. Akiko Fujita for VOA News, Tokyo.